Sabor y Salud Podcast.
Taking out all the things that are white and making them brown. Yeah. Doesn't that sound beautiful?
I sensed a lot of cultural incompetency with therapists.
Like meteors like coming out of your booty hole?
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure this out, okay? I stuck on the lata, the can right there, jackfruit. Yeah. It's gonna work out, okay?
Welcome back. Bienvenidos to Sabor y Salud Podcast. I am your host, per usual, Belin Mojarro. And we're offering our part two today of episode 6. I'm so excited. I think this half might be my favorite half of this episode because Dr. Lela just kind of goes in and gets real and raw with us. So I'm excited for y'all to hear her. So in this episode, you're going to hear her talk about her work as a chiropractor, which, you know, it's really interesting because I always think of bones when I think of chiropractor, but she kind of, you know, lets us know what it's real about. She's going to talk about deconstructing our ideas of knowledge and medicine, and then how books aren't always servicing our learning, which is, it's just so solid. And then she's just going to give us some real simple, quick tips and things that she's noticed within her patients that come up a lot. So I'm so excited for you to continue to hear from la mera mera chingona, Dr. Elena. When you think of chiropractor, you think, well, I think, and I feel like might be the general idea, you think of back and back pain and how do chiropractors fix my back? But it's clear that you do so much more than that. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Well, the basic philosophy of chiropractic is that the body has its own intelligence. And so it knows how to regulate and maintain a happy, healthy being, right? But that can also be interrupted or interfered with. And the main premise is that within your nervous system, the nervous system is connected to all things. The nervous system from the brain through the spine and the spinal nerves that come out of the spinal cord all the way down to the ends of your fingers into all the organs. Even muscles are stimulated by the nervous system. So the central nervous system becomes the main frame of how to address the body's happiness and dis-ease, unhappiness, mm-hmm. right? So the chiropractor becomes the practitioner of the spine, of the nervous system.
Not the bones necessarily.
Not the bones. Mm. Because bones are nothing. I mean, get a skeleton. Let's see it do something. They're just the framework that holds up the body, that gives you structure and form. Mm. But without bones, let me go back. But it's the muscles that move bones. Mm-hmm. But what moves muscles? Nerves, right? And where do those nerves come from? The spinal cord. So the bones are just, they're actually the last on the list. You don't even have to adjust a bone in order to affect a person. You can just touch the area where the nerves come out. Mm-hmm. Touch the area of the muscle where the muscles are moving the bones in the wrong direction. But the other thing that the nervous system innervates are the organs. So the heart can't pump without a message from somewhere else. And it's got its own spark. Well, that's being regulated by the glands and the brain. Mm. Well, the brain is like the hub that sends all the information, right? But it's the glands that regulate the ignition of the heart to pump. So you still go back to the nervous system. So, and all of those organs have a nerve root in the spinal cord. So you can affect how the body works just by touching those parts of the spine and adjusting them as they need to be adjusted. It's really amazing. And because chiropractors aren't allowed to cut the skin and puncture the body, we have to be really creative on how to help people get better. That includes using food as medicine, nutrients as medicine, exercise, breathing, all those things that don't interfere with cutting the skin. If we can manipulate and stimulate the nervous system and the skin and different parts of the body and get a result without having to cut you or give you drugs. Isn't that amazing? And it works. I've seen and experienced and have heard of the most amazing stories that people would call miracle, because it's so hard to imagine that just stimulating the body, it can heal itself. Mm-hmm. But it does, and it does it all the time.
Would you mind sharing one of those stories if one comes to mind specifically?
Yeah. Well, this story, I have many, but this was the most amazing story from one of my teachers. Mm. His daughter was born literally with half a brain. It didn't develop in gestation. So when she was born, she literally had a concave head and her brain was missing. The recommendation was, you know, abort. This child's not going to make it. It's definitely not going to live for a year. At least that's what they were told. But my teacher was the chiropractor and this was his child. And he said, I'm going to do what I do. And so he worked on the diet of his wife and started working on the spine and the spinal cord and the occiput, the brain, and where the brain is enclosed inside of your skull. Your skull is made of many bones. So he worked on all the where the bones connect in the skull. They're called sutures. Mm-hmm. So he worked on the sutures and he did that all the time, every day, many times in a day.
On his child?
On his child. Within a year, not only was cognition moving forward in the way that it was supposed to and developing, his motor skills were improved. Her brain started to make new connections. Mm. So she was able to develop normally, basically. She was crawling when she was supposed to.
Wow.
You go through a development stage from infant to, you know, walking. So, and those, there are key points that need to be crossed in order to show that development is normal. Mm-hmm. Well, she was making all of those markers. Yeah.
That's incredible. So
by age 5, she was able to go to school. Even her cranium started to form. She still had a little dip by age 5, but her brain grew back. We were told when we were in school that the brain doesn't make brand new cells. That is so wrong and so old. It's such archaic thinking. Now we know that we have more than one brain. The reason why he did use diet as well as stimulating the brain, the nervous system with his hands, was that now, of course, science finally is catching up. There's evidence that we have two brains. Our intestinal tract, our digestive tract, is considered a second brain. And so when you stimulate both, you actually make brand new cells. You make brand new connections. It becomes plastic. We call it elasticity. It starts to stretch. And if the body needs it, it will stimulate stem cells to make those cells. So here's this girl who's now, she's must be in her 20s.
Wow.
I mean, I was in chiropractic school 20 years ago. So she must be in her 20s. She was 5 when I learned about this story.
That's incredible.
Yes. It
sounds like magic.
It sounds like magic because we're not given. This is the part where medicine has taken away its our own power to heal ourselves.
Mm, that 70% that you're talking about.
Yes. We've turned it around. We've given 99% to doctors and close our eyes and hope for the best.
Right.
And it's backwards and it's wrong. We have the power to heal ourselves in all kinds of ways. Just the simple touch is enough in some cases. Mm. Just sitting and listening is healing, right? Music is healing. Medicine is everywhere. Mostly it's inside of us when we can tap into it, right? So going back to that, if we just open ourselves up and we allow ourselves to listen in a way that's not book taught, that's not imposed on us through our education,
right,
we will find the answers. Mm-hmm. There's an answer for everything, even our political state, even our societal terrors, you know. Mm-hmm. Those things can be changed. We just have to listen beyond our learning. Mm. Book learning is our prison. We're in prison through our educational system.
Speak, Dr. Lena.
Well, I mean, when I've healed my broken ankle. I've broken my ankle 3 times. I've healed it. The medical model for healing a broken bone is 6 weeks. You get it. You break a bone. They put you in a cast and they say 6 weeks, you'll be better. Mm-hmm. And through my schooling, through my teachers, through beautiful healers and practitioners, I've been taught that the medical model is a prison. So if you just open yourself up and test the idea, you can see if it's true. Test it and see if it's true. So when I broke my ankle, I was, wow, here's a great opportunity to see, does it really take 6 weeks to heal a bone? Mm-hmm. So I did what I knew. I put herbs on it. I put stimulation on it. I internally took herbs and supplements. I hydrated myself. All those things that you know I knew how to do. And guess how long it took for my ankle to heal?
Oh, my goodness. I'm scared to guess.
I was working in a free clinic, and we would see 70 to 80 people a day. I was on my feet all day long. Mm-hmm. And I worked with another doctor, an MD, and he's the one who took the x-ray, and he's the one who put my foot in. I told him, don't put it in a full cast. I need just half of the cast, so more like a support, mm-hmm. and we'll wrap it so, because I need to have exposure to my skin. Mm. And he's just like, that's crazy. He's like, at least use crutches. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll use crutches. So I would take off the bandage every day, several times a day, and I would put my herbs on it. I would do whatever it was I was going to do with it and wrapped it up, and I would go to work. In 5 days...
Oh my God. I was going to guess like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I went and I was working in the clinic the whole time. I asked him to take a picture of it because I said, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it feels really great. Would you take an x-ray? And he's just like, it's too soon. I was like, please just humor me. So he did. He took an x-ray and the fracture was healed. I'd say it took another 5 days for me personally to feel confident on it 100%.
Wow.
But honestly, it was pretty good at 5 days. Wow. So the medical model sucks when it comes to healing because it's so limited. Mm. And plus, when you put your hand in a cast, what do you do for it? Nothing. So yeah, it's going to take 6 weeks just to wait for your body to do what it's got to do. If you do nothing, the idea about healing is that you have to do something. That's mm-hmm. the 70%, but mm-hmm. I put 90%. I was like, I'm going to up that.
Put a little extra elbow grease in there. Just a little.
And what do you, it's shocking. Mm. So I had a kid. Here's my personal story. Same clinic. I had a kid who had his finger chopped off, his little pinky. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the exact circumstances, but the parents were like, I want his finger to grow. I was just like,
magically grow a finger.
I said, well, okay. I did my best. I said, okay, I can't promise you anything. I've never worked on somebody else's broken finger. Or chopped off finger. And mm-hmm. He was in a lot of pain. I think it was a few days old. It had gotten, it was bandaged. And they were like anybody else, did nothing. They just said what the doctor said every now and then, just clean it. Mm-hmm. And he was too afraid to touch it. So when I saw it, I mean, it was raw and infected and swollen. And he was in so much pain. Mm. And I said, you need to put something on it. And so I gave him the guidance. Herbs to put on it every day, how to stimulate it, what to stop eating to support his internal system to heal. And I would say in 3 months, it wasn't a complete perfect finger, but his finger grew and his nail grew back.
Wow.
And it was just a little shorter than his normal finger, but it looked like a finger and it didn't look like this little nub that was stuck. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow.
You even shocked yourself.
I was shocked because I didn't know what they were able to do at home. Mm. And the mother was determined to have her son have what looked like a normal finger.
That's so incredible.
So what is the main message is that when you pay attention to yourself, and you need more than just the guide map, you need will, determination, and self-love. So that you'd be willing to do the work. And again, don't give up. And don't give up.
These sound like miracle stories, but you have so many of them that when you think of miracle, it's like one in every 100, but it sounds like there's so much more than that.
There's many more.
The idea that like we are medicine, I am medicine, just sat right now when you were speaking a second ago in a way that made me feel really empowered about my health.
Good.
And that I can give also too as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Because when you heal yourself, you have energy to be there for others, right? Mm-hmm. You know how they say when you're on an airplane and you're flying with a child, you lose decompression and those masks fall down? Mm-hmm. They always say to the adult, put your mask on first before you put it on the kid.
Right.
Because if you're not present and available, that kid's not going to make it. But it works the same way. When a patient heals, I get stronger. When I heal myself, my family gets stronger. So the more that you find the medicine within you, the more you heal your community. If I heal myself, my family gets stronger. My family gets stronger, my neighborhood gets stronger. If my neighborhood gets stronger, my community gets stronger. That's how it works. That's how medicine works. It's not an individual story.
Yeah. Whew. Dr. Elena, I love this so much. Good. I say this all the time. I did this podcast as like to support the healing of like our community, specifically women of color, but I didn't realize how much it was going to support my own healing as well.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, duh, obviously that's going to happen. I'm like interacting with all these incredible healers that bring so much. Like, of course it's going to impact me, but somehow I like voided myself out of that equation. So thank you.
You're welcome.
What are some easy everyday tips folks can do to improve their life, their health and wellness? Are there any go-to herbs? You've spoken a lot about herbs healing muscles and bones and stuff, or flowers or remedies that work for you. I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. But let me just say this. I think if, number one, drink enough water. If you just drank enough water, you could put every doctor out of business.
Wow.
Because your body, like I said, your body knows how to take care of itself, but it also needs help. Every cell has water in it, so it needs to be fed. Another one, two things. I mean, your skin is your biggest indicator of how well you're doing. So the second thing is enough essential fatty acids, what you hear as omega-3 fatty acids, but basically fats. There's a big misunderstanding about what fats are, but they're vitally important. They're called essential fatty acids is because you don't make them. And your body can convert some of its cells into fat, but it's takes a lot of energy and you're going to miss out on the best parts of what fats can do. And it will rob other places in order to make the fat and take it to another place that is vitally important. But it won't do that if you have enough fats in your body. It's so important, and the right ones. So those two are really important. If you had enough water and fats on a regular basis, you would have a great life. You know, you would feel it. Your brain would work better. Your heart would work better. You would feel really good. So those are two essential that you have to have every day. You can't, sometimes a patient will say, oh, well, I took most of it, but I didn't take that. I said, if you're going to forget something, do not forget the fats, the oils, everything else. Okay. But don't forget that.
Right? And we find those fats. You said omega-3s.
Omega-3s are the ones that are the big healers, but all fats that your body needs can be used. So coconut oil, avocados, and the oil, You know, if you're sick, you're going to need both, not just eating avocados. You're going to need a supplemental oil, flaxseed oil, fish oils, even butter makes it on that good list.
Interesting.
If you're going to do butter, though, it's better be the best you can put into your body. So that's the other thing. Care about yourself enough to give yourself the best. Sometimes money is an issue. If money is an issue, buy the best of the essential things, right? Stop buying things that don't feed your body. Put it into the things that heal your body and taste good. Like, who's going to say butter doesn't taste good, right? And I'm vegetarian, but I will eat butter.
I love butter.
Because it's so good for you. another oil would be, well, in foods, nuts have good oils. Mm-hmm. You just can't eat all the nuts, not all the time. So, and you need to eat a lot of nuts to get the amount of oil that you need. So, but you have to have fats in every meal. It has to be all day long. Your body will love you for it. Your skin has two elements, water and fat. So if you want it to be nice, you got to have some fat in it.
Yeah. I still remember when we had our appointment, one of our appointments, and you told me how much water I had to drink or how much my body was telling me I had to drink. And you told me three of these. This is my, for folks that can't see, which is everyone, this is my Nalgene, which I think is a liter.
It looks like it. 32 ounces, it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 32 ounces. And I remember you told me I had to drink three of those a day. And that felt so excessive. But when I do actually push myself to drink three a day, I don't get sick. I feel energized. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, some folks are like, I drink enough water. My parents. It's like quadruple the amount you even think you're supposed to drink to feel good, or, you know.
And as you get older, most people will drink less water, and you'll see the signs of it. Cognitive disorders happen that way. If you don't have enough fats and water, that's our main problem. The other thing that's really important, I'll get back to that point in a second, is reduce as much as you can, completely if you can, anything that's refined sugar. We have enough sugar in fruits and vegetables and you know, some grains. You don't need extra sugar. If there's one revolution I would love for anybody to get, is do the revolution of food as medicine. There are companies that make food and they will grow food in order for you to be addicted to it. Grains are grown to be more glutinous because it's an addicting quality. Your body gets addicted to grains, and they will grow it to make it more addictive. They do not have our highest regard in mind. They don't. People are, these companies are making bank off of selling horrible food to us, and we happily say, no problem, here, send your other kid to, you know, Europe if you want. We don't even consider what we're doing. I would love to start that revolution where food becomes our medicine, and we start to choose foods that put those people out of business. Because right now we're the ones suffering, and we're making babies to follow that path, and they're living like kings and we're dying off.
And it's not a coincidence.
It isn't. It's by design. So another everyday tip is eat. Not only to heal yourself, but to put those people out of business. You know, if you're gonna spend money, put money into hospitals and horrible food where they don't even care about you? You need to care about yourself more than somebody else. More than filling somebody else's pockets, because you have an addiction. We are a nation of addictive people. We have the worst health care. We have the worst health in all of the developed countries, because we want to have our takis. Our takis and our donuts and our soda. I mean, all these things are hurting our people. The number one reason why Latino people are dying is from diabetes. Not even heart disease or cancer. Diabetes.
Right.
We have been oppressed upon enough. Let's stop feeding that system and feed our bodies.
Yep. Yes to all of that. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Elena. Oh, actually, before we close out, how can folks find you and get in contact with you?
Well, they can call me on the phone. I love phone calls. My number is 323-268-2144. I'm old school. I like talking human on connection, the phone.
Yeah.
I love the connection. However, we do have a Facebook page. Just Breathe Healing is our Facebook page. And we even have Instagram and Twitter, but Twitter. See, now you know I don't use it. But I won't be on that very often. Mm-hmm, so in fact, maybe once or twice a year. So that's not how I connect. And you can also find us on our webpage, and it's justbreathehealing.org.
Org.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Elena Esparza, DC.com.
Water, rocking everywhere. Water, rocking everywhere. I found you, Dr. Elena. Told me to drink water. It got me all better. Hey.
Yeah, I just freestyled that real quick. I'm just trying to live out my dreams of being a female MC. So yeah, so water. This has been a constant thing that we have heard come up in this episode when we talk about folks that kind of work around nutrition. Water. Everywhere. Dr. Lena reminds us of that in this episode. So thank you, Dr. Lena, and I will continue to drink my water. So let's talk about what she shared with us today, okay? So she dropped some radical ass shit that I love. So we talk about this idea of unlearning and that books don't always serve us, right? And it made me think of this idea of like literacy, right? And the way we uphold this idea of literacy, and that how can we kind of deconstruct that idea, right? So literacy can mean you're literate in empathy, you're literate in plants, like the way Dr. Elena is, you're literate in touch, right? Where some folks that do body work might be literate in that way, that not necessarily being an expert or being literate or being knowledgeable means it comes from books. Oftentimes it does, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, which so important to think about. And then Dr. Lena really just like drops some solid things about food and nutrition. She is in full support of essential fatty acids like omega-3s and nuts and flaxseed and salmon for my meat eaters, avocados, just deliciousness, all those delicious things that I'm really into. She reminds us to give yourself the best. If it's butter, for example, which I love butter, I was like, yes, Dr. Lena, I will buy myself the best butter. Thank you very much. Try to give yourself the best, you know, as much as possible for yourself, because it's not about quantity. It's about the quality of the ingredients you're putting into your body. It was a good reminder to hear that. Dr. Lena, we love you. Thank you so much for continuing with me on my healing journey, with my family and with our community. Look out for Dr. Lena. She's the best.
Sabor y Salud Podcast is a labor of love, brought to you by me, your host, Belin Mojarro, and my talented homegirl, nature traveler, and co-producer extraordinaire, Stephanie Aguilar. The information shared on Sabor y Salud Podcast is not intended to replace medical or professional advice or treatment. Please consult your personal healer, doctor, physician, or curandera before trying new health practices.